to Flannery. Flannery to Rickardson. Rickardson to Fletcher. Fletcher puts the arm up and he goes over. Fletcher scores. Now it's one-way traffic. The Roosters are now dominating the Warriors at the back end of the grand final.
Yes, in this instance, your will and your fortitude, it starts to wear thin. You realise you can't win the game and all of a sudden tiredness hits you.
Meninga's picked it up. Jimmy George has got support too. And they're pulled down just always. Oh, he almost is there. Try! Steve Jackson reached out and scored. What will win the premiership for the Canberra Raiders? I didn't think there was any way he was going to make that. But he did. What strength. What power. What a grand final. What a premiership.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It is grand final day and we're all excited about that. Roosters up against the Raiders. It's going to be a classic out there at ANZ Stadium. As a result of that, he did it last week. We talked him into doing it again. We've prized him out of his comfy chair at home and now he's down sitting in the studio. Welcome, Zorb.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray.
Hey, well, Pete.
We're here again, grand final. Great day.
You must go back to 1973. On days like this, go back to 1973, because that was arguably the biggest moment of your career.
Yeah, I do. I go back to that and the bus trip to the cricket ground, and we had to smuggle my dad in, and he came in with us. And
Wait, hang on. What do you mean you had to smuggle him in?
Well, I wanted to get him into the dressing room to watch the game from the balcony at the cricket ground.
Yes.
And so we put him in charge of the ice for the day. So he came on the bus and sat in the bus with me, next to me. And
wow.
And then they threw him in the bath with me after it. And I remember in 2008, we played a game at the cricket ground against Parramatta. And I walked to the bathroom, still the same.
Yes.
You know, just magnificent. Yes. I love that. So I'm in my club suit because I was footy manager at the time, and I just hopped in the bath because my dad had passed away, and
yes,
it was just a great moment for me. I just wanted to sort of sit in the bath in my suit and just reminisce a little bit. And one of the players came out and was going to the toilet and saw me sitting in the bath. He's gone to the doctor. He said, "Listen, I think poor old Zorb
had too many concussions.
I think he's gone. We might have to take him out."
He might have been right, though. Right?
He probably was.
Hey, Zorb, a lot of players we've had on this program talk about those grand final winning sides that they played in and how they become a special moment in their lives. Do you get a chance to get together with the 73 team very often?
Well, a couple of them have died, unfortunately, and that makes me, you know, feel A, old, and B, very sad, particularly because one was John O'Neill, who was just indestructible.
Yeah.
I never thought he would pass away like he did. And then the late, great Ken Irvine, scorer of the most tries and just a fantastic guy and fitness fanatic, world professional 100-metre sprint champion as well. And, you know, knowing those guys aren't with us anymore, that's sad. But when I do catch up, and of course my greatest mate, Bob Fulton, was the star of the show.
Two tries in that grand final.
And it was a tough game. Malcolm really remains very close.
Yes.
Yeah, and all the boys do. Ray Brennigan, I don't see too much, but what a player. Terry Randall, I'm still good mates with Terry. And
what a player.
Old Freddie Jones. Freddie's one of a kind. But yeah, no, it's great.
1973, as you mentioned, and they did retrospective Clive Churchill medals, which I think is a fantastic thing that they go back, because it wasn't handed out until 1986.
Well, Peter Sterling. I haven't got mine yet.
No, well, unfortunately, you missed out on that day. Bob Fulton.
That say Bozo would have got it.
Yeah, Bob Fulton got it in 1973.
I would think so too. You're talking about great upsets, and I heard you on the way in talking about 1969. That was my first year in the semis. I'd left Parramatta in 69. I played with Manly, and we got beaten on the bell by Balmain.
Right.
George Rubner scored a try in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And we had the game won and lost it in the last moments. And then they went out the next week and beat South Sydney against the odds. They slowed the game down. Alan Fitzgibbon played in that Balmain side and then went down the coast and and coached. And, of course, his son came through and was a great player with the Roosters. Wonderful player.
1968 grand final. Manly with 8 or 9 local juniors playing, are pressing the opponent's line. A cutout pass is thrown and Mike Cleary, the South winger, intercepts, runs 80 yards to seal a 13-9 victory. C'est la vie. Ron from Port Macquarie.
Yeah, well, 1968, that was the year before I joined Manly.
Here's another one. This is because we've asked people to give their grand final moments. 1981, of course, Parramatta beat Newtown. The official crowd was 57,333. If you turn that upside down, it has to be the Eels.
Clever.
That is very clever. Yeah. That is very clever. Righto, during the course of the week, we've had our Dally M winner announced. No shocks there for you, Zorb?
James Tedesco.
Yeah.
Oh, what a player.
Unbelievable.
In 2012, I got a call from a mate of mine who was a mad West Tiger supporter, and he was a great friend of James Tedesco. He said, can you get Brett Stewart, who was in his prime then, to send a text message to young James Tedesco, who's playing his first game for West Tigers at Leichhardt against Cronulla.
Yes.
And he did his knee.
Yes.
Brett kindly sent the text, and I know it meant a lot to Teddy. And then I had the pleasure of taking him away when I was the media manager, the Greek media manager for the Italian side in the 2013 World Cup. And, of course, James was in that side. I got to know him pretty well and to watch him play. And he had to play centre because Mini was fullback. Anthony Minicello was the Italian captain. And Teddy played centre, scored a try against Wales at Cardiff Arms Park in the opening game. But the week before, Italy played England in a fully blown trial to be the prelude of the World Cup.
Yes.
I walked into William Hill, bookmakers over in England, and Italy were getting 54.5 start.
Oh, here we go.
We were getting £20 a day to live off.
Right.
As an official, I was unable to bet, but plenty of dads were on the tour. So I've talked them into having a bet.
A little something on this.
How hard was that to talk them into having a bet?
Not hard.
Right, okay.
But ironically, the biggest upset in rugby league history, Italy beat the Burgess Boys and England at Salford's home ground.
The Willows? Or was it Bell Stadium?
It's at Bell Stadium, yeah. AJ Bell Stadium. Well, halfway through the second half, we're in front and the coach takes off several of our star players, including our goal kicker and Tedesco and Mini. And I've gone, I said, Coach, are you crazy? He said, what do you mean? I said, you're on the verge of the greatest upset in rugby league history and you've taken your best players off. Put them back on and win the bloody game. And he did. And, of course, he was first in the photo.
Should have been usual.
After the game. But the dads really celebrated. We had a good tour.
By the way, 26-6. Toronto over Featherstone in that million-pound game, they call it. Mm. Toronto Wolfpack will be playing in the English Super League next year.
There you go.
Well, talking about English Super League, what about Jackson Hastings? He's driven his side, Salford, your old side.
I love it.
His old team.
Into the Super League grand final.
Best player on ground.
Again. Yes. And I said last week.
You did.
If I was Brisbane, or maybe even the Roosters, I would get him back. The kid, what has he done wrong in comparison to what others have done in our game? He got offside with a few teammates. I know that. But it's up to the coach to be able to handle that. Mm. But Jackson Hastings was a schoolboy star. He is now, it's taken a bit of time for the penny to drop.
Yes.
But I would take a plunge on him.
Mm. Yeah, no, fair
enough. I'm still filthy on the way that my club, Manly, handled his exit. They booted him out.
He's a good player. He might come back in the NRL. Okay, so grand final today. Cooper Cronk is still playing. It's his last game. Huh. Jimmy thinks it'll be the Roosters by more than 12. How can the Raiders win this game if they are to win it, Zorb?
All pray at once.
All pray at once.
You're with me, aren't you?
I'm 13-plus Roosters.
They've got this self-belief, though, the Raiders. Yeah. They just don't give up.
The Roosters are primed.
Yeah.
We're talking about Melbourne Cup, and I go to you for the Melbourne Cup, and I've asked you this morning. I'm way behind this year, but you've helped me out.
Finch, go, you good thing.
Okay, but Robinson has timed this beautifully again. They are ready to go. He's even had his prop forward arrested through the judiciary.
You reckon he did that deliberately?
No, he didn't do it. But it's fallen into place. As I said, I listened all the way in. I'm like you. I think that Jake Friend will play.
Yep.
And that's a shame for the kid. He's done really well, Sam Verrills. Yeah. He's got star of the future. But I just can't see any way that that Canberra can match it in the back line. Whiten's playing really well, but they have a big weakness in the centre in Joey Leilua. His defence is not good. He's prone to giving away stupid penalties. He'll give away two or three in a game. Mm. He wouldn't be in that Canberra side if I was picking it.
What side does he defend on?
He defends on the
right.
Right, yeah.
What's coming down the left-hand side at him?
Exactly.
Luke Keary and Boyd Cordner and James Tedesco and Latrell Mitchell and Daniel Tupou.
Well, I just think Tupou is one of the most underrated wingers that I've seen. He's had a great season.
Yeah.
You can't outjump him.
No. Yeah.
He's got great hands. He's got great skill. And he combines well with Tedesco and with
Latrell
as well. Luke Keary, his duel with Whiten will be vital today.
Yes.
I think Josh Papali's played really well this year. But don't throw at me that he's the best prop in the comp. I mean, he's been the best prop in the last couple of weeks. But if you're going to be the best prop in the comp, you go through the whole season.
Well, here's the thing. Siasiwa Taukeiaho, and if you look at him, his numbers are just superb. He's coming from the bench, or so we believe. Mm. You know, that's the type of depth that the Roosters have at the moment. Just on Robinson, and I was looking at this because of he and Bellamy going head-to-head last week. And you could argue they're probably 1-2, 2-1, whichever way you want to look at in the competition at the moment. But if you look through history, the greatest coaches of all time, those two are right now in the top 10.
Mm.
Certainly Bellamy's the top 5.
He would have been my coach of the year, Trent Robinson.
Right.
For what he's done again. It's too hard to win a comp. I mean, here we are looking at Canberra. They haven't been in one. They haven't won one for 25 years. That's how bloody hard they are to win.
Yes.
And here's this bloke. He's come back from France and has just revolutionised his side. I saw them in a trial, which meant nothing because they rested everybody, but just their behaviour, their closeness, their mateship, the way they cleaned their private box at Central Coast Stadium after they enjoyed watching the trial together. I was in the next open air box to them.
Yes.
And I know a few of them very well. And just talking to them, they had great belief. And the coach was there with them until the game started and he went up and sat with his assistant coaches and dissected the trial. But everything they do is professional. They are now the benchmark. They are ahead of the Melbourne Storm in what they do. They don't get the credit for it. They're hated because outside of the Roosters fans, because they are the best. This used to be Manly. It's no longer. It's Melbourne to a state, to a degree, but it's the Roosters now, and they'll have the crowd against them, but they'll win the game. They'll win clearly.
Yeah, we'll delve into that a little bit later. We'll go to a break very shortly, but just on that. And by the way, you made mention of that on this very program at that time.
You did.
During the trial game. At the start of this year, you made exact reference to that. Look, good news from a Manly point of view. Marty Tapao and Dylan Walker have signed, but when they said Manly trumpet
two
new signings,
men.
Everyone went, the Trbojevic? No news on the Trbojevic brothers.
Well, we did break Dylan Walker here last week.
You did, yes.
And I said, there's no trouble with the Trbojevics. Dez is not Dez without any...
Jimmy's smelling a rat, I reckon.
Now, where's third-party deals?
No, they won't take third-party deals.
Because they're worried about them falling through?
Well, everyone is.
Yeah.
And, you know, Manly's record in that area is not good.
Right. Right.
Let's face it. But they've finally got a CEO that knows something. We might get an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 CEO now in Stephen Humphries, who comes to the game with a great background. We've had 2 out of 10s for about the last half a dozen non-performers.
You're right of the ship, Zorb. You're right.
Telling
of the
it
ship.
Like it is on a Sunday morning, 13:53.
And maybe 50. I'm being over
generous. You're being generous?
Yeah. There's a couple of ones.
No names, no pack drill. But if you want names, he'll give you that as well. Welcome back to the program. Zorba, as you heard, is in the studio.
In the studio.
Happy to take your calls. Just before we get to that, got to go to this text that's been sent in. By the way, give us your big grand final moment for your chance to win the Wingman beer. People's Publican of Queanbeyan. What a great job Ricky has done with the Raiders. My kids and I are on the way to the game. My pub ready to rock. Go Raiders. Now, he sent some photos in. Lots of posters up of the Canberra Raiders star. But tell you what, this is distressing. There's chooks in there. Admittedly, they're plastic chickens. Yeah. They're hanging from the roof, and they've got that one. Look, one, Tedesco. He's got the Dally M medal on, too.
Six Keary.
12, Cordner.
Jeez, Keary's a skinny looking little chook, isn't he? He's a spatchcock.
Thank you, People's Publican.
And just a quick on our talk topic, great grand final moments. Jimmy Ray and Zorba, Benji's flick pass in 2005, and Chris Hyington's post-match interview with Matty Johns. Regards, the Dundas Tiger. My son and I were sitting right on that point.
Yeah, it was about brilliant.
Three rows up when Benji did the flick pass.
The thing is,
right,
still playing the game's amazing.
And still playing well.
He still had a bit to do, though, Paddy Richards. Everyone forgets
that.
Yeah, he still had a bit to do.
Yeah. I tried to get Paddy Richards to Manly when I saw him play at Parramatta, and I couldn't get him and almost got him, but... he was a good winger. Went to England, just killed him.
Should have told him you play him for the Manly Cricket Club as well.
Yeah,
you know he played first grade cricket.
Batsman or bowler?
Bowler.
Is he?
Okay. Pat Richards.
Okay. Yep. Tall and
great athlete. Great athlete.
Amazing athlete. Let's get to the caller. Shane's on the line.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Morning,
really
Shane.
Well, mate. What do you got for Zorb?
Great to hear you, Zorb, back on air. Listen, the constant criticism of Cameron Smith. I'll give you the three reasons why he won't retire. The three antagonists that's harassing him, their show rate's lower than world movies on SBS. Right?
To whom do you refer?
Well, you know who I'd refer to, Jim. The 360 crew.
Right.
Iron Chef gets high ratings than that. the second one is the Storm are lucky to play three games a year in Sydney. That's a fact. They might play four. So they don't have to put up with the Sydney nuff-nuff. The fourth one, the third one, the most important one is $1.2 million a year plus $400,000 a year in third-party deals off Carlton United Brewery. He's not going to give that up. No. He'll be back next year. And you know what? Nobody's heard from Cam. It's all come from second-hand sources.
Yeah, it all goes back to ABBA, doesn't it? Money, money, money. I reckon he's got the look of a Scrooge McDuck.
Well,
he looks like an accountant.
We had your mate Don from Carlton talk about the exact same reason why he would not be going away from another season going around. I'd be shocked.
He's still playing so well.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
He was great last few games.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Zorb's in. The bloke's having a go at us, Zorb, about tipping the favourites. Hang on, we're tipping them 13 plus, though, aren't we?
We are. And who's the bloke that's saying it?
Grey Toad.
He's not even a real one.
That's right.
He's grey. He's old.
That's right. Hey boys, 1975 grand final, massive head clash between the wingers Ian Schubert and Lord Ted. So what do? Whack them in the second row. That'll fix them.
Interesting, isn't
Mad
it?
Mad Chookie.
I keep saying it, but in 2014, South wouldn't have won the grand final because the HIA would have ruled Sam Burgess out of the game in the opening few minutes.
Good point.
Do you reckon it would have been ruled out? I reckon
absolutely.
I reckon he passes that concussion test.
Oh, no way.
I reckon he passes it.
No doctor could have passed him.
I reckon he... Anyway.
No way in the world.
Anyway, just before we go into callers, we want to get your thoughts. Okay, you've said 13 plus. You better give us your first try scorer and you also better give us your Clive Churchill medalist.
Well, that's easy. Cooper Cronk will be my Clive Churchill medal winner. Because
explain
he will steer them around, he'll put them into the position, and he deserves a fairy tale ending for what he's done for the game, what his record is in the game. He's the best halfback I've seen since Andrew Johns.
Fair enough.
Ooh.
And by a long, long way.
Right. So Joey's not that long ago. So.
No. But I'm going back a long way.
Yeah.
I'm including all the great halfbacks in that.
Okay.
I'm including the Sterlings and the Billy Smiths and the Steve Mortimers and all of those.
So you've got him second.
All time.
You've got him ahead of Jonathan Thurston.
Yes.
Gee, big call.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Jonathan Thurston was a brilliant, brilliant individual player. This guy is a second coach on the field. The little things that he does, the defence, his defence is so much better than Jonathan Thurston's, who was a bit of a spot. But Thurston's great goal kicking, his wonderful skill with the ball.
And his will to win.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not in any way underplaying him, but this bloke, who was not a halfback early in his career.
All right. All right. There you go. Let's get to these callers. There's lots there, so we can go straight into Bob. G'day, Bob.
Morning, fellas. I actually agree with Zorba there, so that's a bit scary.
Jeez, mate, you better take a pill. Bob.
You've been sitting in baths in your suit?
No, but I tell you what, I have a memorable moment. There are things that you just close your eyes and you can still see. Mm. And it's the 2003 grand final. Before kickoff, they went into both dressing rooms. The Roosters guys all looked on edge. Then they went to Preston Campbell, laying on a massage table, laughing his head off. And I thought, these boys are chilled. They are ready for this match. And that's an image that will stay with me forever.
Yeah, pressure is such an understated thing, isn't it? It can get to certain players, can't it, Saul?
No, it can. In sport, it's a remarkable thing. I was talking to Tanya outside before coming in, and she's made the grand final of the netball with these old chooks. And they've drawn with the young hotshots that
you mightn't get out of here alive now, so
hey, by the way,
you may not get out of here alive.
Hang on. Your words, not mine.
It's a dump button.
I can say that about her because remember when she was in the Parramatta Cheer Girls.
Yes,
there you go.
I had my binoculars on her.
Let's go quickly now to caller four. Adrian is there. Hello, Adrian.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Really well, mate. What do you got for us all?
A couple of things. I can't believe I'm going to say this. It's like pepper in my mouth, but I agree with you all. And it's the only thing I want to agree with you on, Zorb.
What was that? You agree on what?
Yeah, just with Cooper Cronk being better than Thurston. I'm actually rating better than Johns. His record speaks for itself, Cooper Cronk. He's an
absolute amazing record,
player.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He's a winner. Mm.
And I don't agree with you in 2014, mate, because Hodgson didn't get HIA against us. So I don't think Sam he would have passed it anyway.
Very good point.
And, mate, it doesn't matter. The person who broke that game open in 2014 was Big Georgie Burgess with his run, mate. And that's my grand final moment. Mm. Tonight's game, 26-10, Roosters, unfortunately. It'll be a Cooper Cronk with a man of the match.
Yep.
And I reckon Joey Manu will score a double.
Yeah. Joey Manu, there we go.
Joey Manu, mate. Yeah. He'll score first try. He'll probably score two tries in the game. He's an unbelievable talent.
Good he's playing well. Adrian, good on you, Adrian. Thank
good
you
call,
for that.
Adrian. Good call.
Joey Manu to Tupu or Latrell Mitchell for a try.
Yeah. Yep, Anytime try scorer. Just before we go to our next caller, call now if you'd like to be a part of the Event Cinemas quiz. Call now. If you'd like to
score
be
update,
a part...
Does it matter?
Yes, it does matter.
What's the score?
Well, you tell me.
I've forgotten.
You've got it written on the fridge at home, don't lie. 22-17, your favour.
Little corner, yes.
22-17.
That's right, you won last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're in winning form.
Drag myself back into it. Let's go to John's on the line. G'day, Johnny.
G'day, Jimmy. How you going, mate? All right?
Very well, mate. What do you got for us today, Johnny?
Morning, John.
Mate, just quickly, a couple of things. The myth, the Furby. That is the 1969 grand final being such an upset. It's an overblown legend, fellas. I'm a Tigers fan. I grew up in Leichhardt and distinctly remember that grand final. There was nothing between Balmain and South during that season. In the competition proper, they won one game each. In the major semi-final, Balmain only lost to South, I think, by 1 or 2 points.
But hang on a sec. They were odds on.
They were odds on Zorba because of the great side that they had. If you look at the history of those five grand finals, you look at the other side, two sides that played on either side of 69.
Yeah,
their record was not as good against South as what Balmain was in that competition proper.
No, but you can't escape the fact that all the money was on South Sydney
international-laden team
to win that competition. By a big margin on grand final day, and the fact that Balmain upset them, it's not described as one of the upsets for nothing. I played in the final the week before, And we had Balmain done. They scored in the last minute. Then I didn't give them a chance to beat South Sydney. And they did.
Yeah, good on you, Johnny. Thanks for that. The other thing about it is, too, no Arthur Beaton in that grand final.
Arthur,
he was out suspended, wasn't he?
He was, right. Yeah. And interesting about that final series. What position did the great Johnny Raper, that was his last year with St George, and I played in the game against, in his last game against him, what position did he play?
5'8".
He did.
Okay.
5'8". Then he went to Western Newcastle, who now own the Knights.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you, John. We do appreciate it. He's agreeing to disagree.
That's all right.
Well, that's good.
Simple facts are, the bookies had South's odds on.
Long odds on.
Yeah, that's right. Not as old as you, Zorba. That's from great age.
He's turned serve, yeah.
Great take serve. The intercept try by Bob McCray.
Gray.
No, but he's grey toed. He said not as old as you, Zorba. No, there's no way you're grey. Have a look at it. The Just For Men has been going in for two decades, hasn't it?
What?
Exactly. Intercept try by Bob McCarthy, 1967 Grand Final. He ran 80 metres for South to beat Canterbury, 12-10, and end the 11 straight premierships of St George. That's Bob from Dubbo. Good on you, Bob.